Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The just don't just get justified by faith. They walk by faith. They live by faith. They receive by faith. They resist by faith. They overcome by faith. They please God by faith. It's the only way to be victorious and to please God. And it's no wonder the enemy has tried so hard to confuse people about faith and keep them in the dark about it. Too late for us. Too late for him to hide it from us. We're seeing it. We've seen a little of it. We're seeing more of it. We're going to see a whole lot more. Oh, hallelujah. He said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard, you would have said to this sycamine, be uprooted, be planted in the sea. Now, who would you be talking to at that point? You'd be talking to a tree. This is not prayer. You're not talking to God, asking Him to do something. Come on, can you see this? You're talking to this tree. You want something to happen to this tree. Be. Oh, that harkens back to Genesis 1. Light, be. And light became. That's the way God operates. The Bible said, be imitators of God as dear children. Had somebody take me to task one time and say, you just try and act just like Jesus. I said, I thought that was the idea. Right? You got a better example for me? Every one of us supposed to be acting like him. Did he talk to trees, wind, waves, right? Fevers. And they obeyed him because he spoke to them in faith. And here's the wonderful thing. You're born, hallelujah, of the same Spirit, and you are made in His likeness and image, and you have His name and you have His authority, and you can speak like He spoke. And if you're not on the level of faith He was, in some of the things we read about, start where you are and you can come up, and I can come up. In 2 Corinthians 4:13, it says, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore what? Speak. Say it out loud. Believe and speak. Believe and speak. Believe and speak. This is how Christians are supposed to live. Yes. Walk. Yeah. What if you need money? Believe and speak. Yeah. What if you need favor? You need something to happen so you can do what you're supposed to do. Believe and speak. What if your body's not acting like it's supposed to? It needs to change. Something needs to happen. Believe and speak. Not just believe and not just speak. Believe and speak. Hallelujah. Romans 10, 8, you don't have to turn there, but 10, 8 through 10. It says, what does it say? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, why would you be so specific? Because people, it's because of the enemy. The church has gotten so far away from the Scriptures till people think folks like us who make confessions out loud are strange. I say, say this. People go, I don't like all that. Say this. Say this. That's the way it's always been. And Jesus is called the high priest of our confession. He works with what we say. Got to give him something to work with. If you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Is that a miracle? Is that a miracle?
Yes.
It's an amazing miracle. How did it happen? You believe it in your heart? You say it with your mouth. And it happened. You believed it in your heart? You said it with... Let me back up. Your spirit was dead. Sin had killed you. Separated from God. There was death in you. Your eternity was toward a bad place with a bad crowd. Without God and without hope. And you believed in your heart and you said it with your mouth, and the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead came inside you and recreated your human spirit. And now you are a child, a son of the living God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. How did it happen? How did it happen? How did it happen? It wasn't just when God got ready for it to happen. With most of us, He dealt with us for years before we finally responded. We made Him wait on us. And it wasn't because we were waiting till God could drum up the power to make it happen. Jesus had already paid for it. He had already completed it. It was the will of God from the foundation of the world. Amen. What were we waiting on? Me. You. To do what? To do what?
Believe
in your heart and say it with your mouth, and the new birth occurred. The greatest miracle you'll ever believe for. You've already believed for. Healing's just a little repair work on your already existing structure. We're talking about your spirit was recreated. Your spirit wasn't healed. It was recreated. Hallelujah. Getting a little money in. Small potatoes beside that. But the devil will lie to you and say, oh, you don't have enough faith for that. No. You don't have enough faith for that. How much faith do you need? How much do you need? Just mustard seed is enough to rip trees out of the ground. Relocate them to the ocean. How many think you got some faith? You believe you have? Let me help you out. You do. You do. How much faith do you need for the thing you've been wanting or need? Not much. You don't need much. Just need to exercise what you have. I think somebody's getting a little stirred up right now. Just need to exercise what you have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say, I have
the
same spirit of faith.
They believed
and they spoke.
I also
believe
and speak.
And it comes to pass. Now some people that mock the Word of God, they go, oh, that's just hocus pocus. What, are you going to just say it and it's just going to magically happen? Ain't got nothing to do with magic.
That's right.
And no, if you just say it, nothing's going to happen.
That's right.
You got to believe it.
Right.
You got to believe it. But yes, according to Jesus, the head of the church, go to Mark 11, you need to see him. According to Jesus, the head of the church, If you'll say it, if you'll believe it, rather, and you'll say it, believing it, what did he say would happen? You will have what you said. Mark 11, Jesus came out of town, going to the temple, saw a fig tree, was hungry, thought maybe if there's something on there, and he came and there was nothing on there, and he spoke to the tree. He said, nobody will eat anything off of you forever. And then he kept on going. The Lord's not big on fruitlessness. A show of fruit and no fruit. Hypocrite tree. He ain't big on it. Get your hopes up. You're going to get something off of it. You get there. There's not even a nub of anything to eat. Big mistake, tree. Fool me once. No, actually, that's it. Just once. Nobody will eat anything off of you from now on. And the Bible said the disciples heard it. So he wasn't quiet about it. He wasn't whispering. He said it right out loud, talking to a tree. Well, they come back by it hours later. And Peter and the disciples remarked, Master, that tree that you spoke to, look at it, look at it. It's dried up from the roots. He didn't hit it with an axe. He didn't spray it with something to kill it. What happened? What happened? Do you believe this or not? Do you believe this is real? This is not a fairy tale. What happened? Now the enemy will come, if you do believe it, and he'll say, yeah, but that's Jesus. He could do that. But you're not Jesus. No. That's contradicting what Jesus said. Jesus said, you believe on me? The works I do, you'll do also. And greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. Why? Because he did what he did as a man. He was God. He is God. But he laid aside his mighty weight and power and did things as a man. If he hadn't, it wouldn't have been fair to tell us, do what I do. And we say, well, hey, you're God, right? How am I going to do what you do? Unless he did it as a man. Now it's fair.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.